The celebration of Christian excellence like never before. Get your tickets today online at the Click and Pay website. Standard tickets are going for only 350 kwacha, VIP tickets 500 kwacha, and VVIP tickets at 1500 kwacha. RCB Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax, stating the grievances that you have against the broadcast, state when the broadcast took place.
Zaka urges government to prioritize consumers in pricing of goods. Zixa issues licenses to 40 new manufacturers in 6 provinces. And Tanzania opposition rejects president's win in vote marred by protests. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Zambia Consumer Association ZACA has acknowledged the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry's intention to introduce price controls on essential commodities such as fertilizers and cooking oil, among others. Association Executive Secretary Juba Sakala noted that while this move aims to cushion consumers from escalating prices and ensure affordability of basic goods, government should implement such measures cautiously and transparently. In an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mr. Sakala said he is of the view that price controls, if not well managed, can lead to artificial shortages, hoarding, and a reduction in product quality as suppliers struggle to meet costs. He said the end goal should be to protect consumers without discouraging production or distorting the market. We recommend that the ministry conduct thorough consultations with all stakeholders, including manufacturers, distributors, and consumer groups, to establish fair and sustainable pricing mechanisms, Mr. Sakala stated. Mr. Sakala has called for enhanced market monitoring, anti-profiteering measures, and stronger enforcement against unfair trade practices. He reiterated ZACA's commitment in collaborating with the government and private sector players to promote a balanced approach that safeguards both consumer welfare and business sustainability. The University Teaching Hospital, UTH Adult Hospital, has partnered with Debt Resources Foundation, DRF, in the Red Heart campaign to facilitate the self-repatriation of spine injury and other long-term patients who require specialized home-based care and support. The exercise involved the safe transfer of a spine injury patient to his home with an ambulance crew and nurse escort provided by the foundation. Speaking during the exercise, UTH Adult Hospital Principal Social Welfare Officer Stephen Mwape says the campaign seeks to mobilize resources and partnerships to assist patients who are medically fit for discharge but remain admitted due to logistical and financial challenges related to transport and continuous care needs. Mr. Mwape said through this program, patients with chronic respiratory and kidney conditions, many of whom struggle to access home-based treatment, will also be supported. He said the initiative is a welcome and timely intervention that brings hope to patients and families facing challenges in accessing specialized transport and home-based care. Mr. Mwape commended Debt Resources Foundation for its compassion and partnership in supporting patients beyond hospital care. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has issued licenses to 14 new manufacturers of beverages, food and non-food products covered by compulsory standards in 6 provinces as of the third quarter of 2025. The agency has recorded an increase in the issuance of licenses as compared to the second quarter of 2025, underscoring the agency's commitment to protect public health and safety. ZIPSA Acting Manager, Communications and Public Relations, Onisius Mamba, revealed that Lusaka Province had the highest number of new licensed manufacturers at 26, followed by Central with 7, Northwestern with 3, Eastern with 2, while Western and Southern Province recorded 1 each. Mr. Mamba said that the new manufacturers are involved in the production of mealie meal, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit-flavored drinks, jam, packaged drinking water, among others. This will result in improved product safety, increased chances of success through compliance with regulatory requirements, as well as increased market access, said Mr. Mamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mamba has urged potential producers of products covered by compulsory standards to engage the agency before starting their production to ensure their entities are properly guided and equipped based on regulatory requirements for their products of interest.
The new manufacturers have invested in the production of mealie meal, wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit-flavored drinks, jam, packaged drinking water, beverages, dishwashing liquid, and stock feed. ZIGSA is urging potential producers of products covered by compulsory standards to engage the agency before starting their production so that their entities are properly guided and equipped with necessary knowledge on the regulatory requirements for their products of interest.
Residents of Luampa District in Western Province added their voices to the ongoing constitutional amendment process, presenting a range of proposals during a virtual consultative session streamed at the Evangelical Church in Zambia. The gathering drew participation from civic leaders, community members, and youths, all eager to contribute to shaping Zambia's governance framework. Zanis reports that a youth representative, Wamundina Watai, called for greater inclusion in the National Assembly, proposing that 10 members of parliament be nominated by the president to represent the marginalized groups. Other participants focused on leadership accountability. Luampa resident Jacob Sinfokwe proposed limiting the tenure of members of parliament and councillors to a maximum of 10 years or 2 terms, mirroring the presidential term limit. In African news, Tanzania's main opposition party has rejected President Samia Suluhu Hassan's landslide victory in elections that were marred by deadly protests. Chadema, which was barred from taking part in the poll, has described the results as completely fabricated, alleging the process was not a genuine election. Hassan won the country's disputed election with more than 90% of the vote, according to official results announced early on Saturday. Demonstrators, angry at the exclusion of the two main challengers to the president and what rights groups said were the arrests and abductions of opponents, clashed with security forces for days. Coming up shortly, 2 more charged over Louvois jewelry heist. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 2 more people have been charged over a theft at the Louvre Museum last month, the Paris Prosecutor's Office said. A 38-year-old woman has been charged with complicity in organized theft and criminal conspiracy with a view to committing a crime. Separately, a man aged 37 was charged with theft and criminal conspiracy. Both denied any involvement. 2 men who had previously been arrested were already charged with theft and criminal conspiracy after officials said they had partially recognized their involvement in the heist. Jewels worth 88 million euros were taken from the world's most visited museum on 19 October. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines.